As March Madness descends upon us baseball fans, we've been set upon another... No? Did I get that wrong? Sorry.
Yeah. I don't want to wreck your flow, Steven. Keep going.
Sorry. As March Madness descends upon us baseball fans, we've been set upon another type of madness. Trump derangement syndrome. For while Nikki Haley won the District of Columbia and Vermont, we have stood by and watched the Donald win state after state after state. And that is not all. Much as the Ides of March close upon us, the March of Dimes gets closer.
That's not what the March of Dimes was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm breaking your flow again. You just go.
Thank you. Much as the March of Ides close upon us, as the March of Dimes gets closer, the supremest of the supreme courts in all the land have unanimously ruled that President Trump cannot be excluded from the ballot by a mere state. The same states that are allowed to determine all other voting rights after the Supreme Court gutted the Voters' Rights Act of 1964. The same states that were granted the power to determine their own abortion legislation after the Supreme Court disemboweled Roe v. Wade. The same states that were given the power to put the three-point line into college basketball.
That's also not how that went down. I'm sorry.
Destroying the game as we know it.
It was more like the ABA did it in 1967.
As we spring forward into a new realm where polls indicate that Trump is the favorite to sweep the primaries and triumph in November, we are reminded that the only place where good and evil are equal is at the equinox. But that, good day. Oh, I screwed that up, that last line. Can we do it from the top?
Welcome to You the People. My name is Corey Hogan. That was Stephen Carter. And we are here to talk about American politics. We're here.
Laughing my jokes the way I laugh in my jokes.
I'm proud of you though, buddy.
I got through it almost.
Yeah, you were.
And
really close.
But for that good day, is all. And but for that good day,
okay,
all is out of
the
balance.
Moment's gone. The moment's gone. It's okay. It's fine. It's been a while since we've gotten together on this. We are of course gathered for our Super Tuesday preview episode, which we scheduled a couple of weeks ago. Because you told me Super Tuesday was next week, so...
It's the 12th. I thought I was certain
you were really sure it was the 12th.
I was really sure.
You were...
I was incorrect.
I said things like, are you sure about that? And you said things like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I couldn't be more certain, I think I said.
I think I'm really quite enjoying the vibe of this particular cycle, where you are theoretically on top of all of this, and I am theoretically just along for the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
but
going...
I'm not really... As that opening might have indicated.
I did appreciate the March of Dimes, you know, that's about polio, you know that.
I searched for marches of, you know, like
oh,
what was the march
okay.
thing.
It might have, was that a ChatGPT special
march.
Then? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I did okay. I got the equinox in.
Yeah,
I got
okay.
the spring forward thing in. That was pretty good.
I'll take your word for it. I kind of tuned out. All I could hear was white noise after you talked about the three-point line being a state's right. Although, interestingly, there is an argument for that because the NCAA governance includes so many university presidents who are appointed of public colleges by the state, you know, indirectly. Yeah. So
that's exactly what I meant.
That's, I thought, what you meant. Yeah.
Yeah. The okay. Supreme Court put that in place, right?
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Not going to pretend I am on top of every court decision. So maybe we'll just use that as a seamless transition into the first topic of the night here. It's my job to kind of chaperone
yeah,
you through
your,
here.
It's your show now, sir.
It's my show. And the yeah. first thing I think that needs to be discussed is, you know, kind of classic Trump court watch here. There's a couple of Supreme Court decisions that are having an effect on the race here. So you want to tell us, you want to talk about your favorite first, then we'll move to your second favorite. I don't know what they are. I'm just saying like.
Yeah. I was kind of
nervous
there.
Two.
I thought you might. Well, I mean, my favorite's got to be California.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about California. California. I mean, what a race. What a spectacular.
Okay.
Spectacular.
But I thought we were doing court cases first. You want to go? You want to talk Super Tuesday first?
Yeah, let's do Super Tuesday
because it
first,
seemed like you were transitioning on a court thing because you were talking about It doesn't matter. You know what?
You know what?
Here I am.
The court case is where we should go. You know what?
Always step. Can you fucking tell me about these Supreme Court cases? You want to?
Yeah, there's two big cases. Okay. There's two big cases. First of all, a big decision, 9-0, with four kind of dissenting votes, all from the female justices, ironically, but all of them ultimately agreeing that states could not set the determinant factors on whether or not a president is meeting the requirements under the Constitution as being able to face, I think it's the 14th Amendment, and whether 14th, or not in section
that
three,
is correct, the 14th Amendment.
And that's a fascinating decision, because what really happened, Corey, is not what was in the decision. It was what was not in the decision.
Oh, man.
Colorado had actually determined that Trump did participate in an insurrection. The Supreme Court was silent on that part, while saying that the states couldn't be the determinants of whether or not an insurrectionist would be allowed to run. That had to come from the Congress. They did not rule whether or not Trump, in fact, was an insurrectionist, which I thought was relatively interesting. I mean, what do you think?
It's a bit of a skirting for sure, but it's a very classic legal decision. Courts like to keep things narrow, especially when they're precedent setting. And to be fair, I think all the way along, it was tough for somebody to look at the 14th Amendment, which says you can't run for one of these public offices if you're guilty of insurrection. It never really sort of said who decides that. And there is kind of a long-standing legal tradition of, oh, I don't know, innocence until guilt is proven. And so, yeah, I mean, this one can't really shock you that much, can it?
Well, I'm not shocked. I just thought it was interesting, because I think that there was a really good opportunity to basically do what you just did and say, until such time as he's proven guilty, we're not going to determine that Trump is, in fact, an insurrectionist. That could have, I think, been part of this ruling quite easily, or part of a separate ruling. But in fact, it was just ignored by the justices. And in Colorado, at least, Trump is an insurrectionist. So that stands, even though they're allowing him on the ballot.
Wow. America, the states. Am I right?
Oh, my God. Here's the other thing that bugs me about the Supreme Court, though. You want to know what else bugs me about the Supreme
Court?
Okay,
what's that?
They have decided that the presidential immunity is still a question that they need to actually decide upon.
This is the second. I called it decision. It's not really a decision.
No,
I guess
it's a decision insofar as they have decided to, you know, hear arguments in the case.
Yeah.
Which I think most people thought was quite a shock, given how clear cut the court had been in the DC circuit. But here we go. They're going to try and determine whether or not this actually, you know, is a thing, that presidents can't be charged for any of the acts that they've committed during the presidency.
Yeah. So this definitely seemed to legal watchers to be more of a situation where it seemed like the court would just slap it down and say, no, of course, the president of the United States is subject to the law. And the very fact that this is being heard, it's not even just that this might result in them agreeing that presidents are kings and above the law, and that the rule of law is subordinate to the whims of the person in the office, which in its own right is, I think, very strange. Mm-hmm. But it's that even by them discussing it, even by them hearing arguments, they're pushing off the DC trial. And so now there's like no chance that's going to be resolved before the election, pretty much, eh? Is that the understanding?
Well, no chance is, I think, pushing it, but little chance. Yeah.
Oh, Stephen Faint Hope Carter.
Listen, I am eternally optimistic.
I guess. I mean, we'll get to Super Tuesday. But
Do you remember Jeb Bush? Do you remember that guy?
No one does, unfortunately.
President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
According to Stephen Carter.
Second re-election right now, I think he's coming up at, yeah? He was so popular that they repealed your restrictions against two terms.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that movie where they had the Schwarzenegger amendment where, you know,
you're thinking of Demolition Man. A classic of the 90s.
A classic of the 90s.
A very good movie. Sandra Bullock, star turn. That's when we all said, she. You know, Speed, yeah. I thought maybe, okay, but here we are in Demolition Man. Sandra Bullock, she's got something there.
I'll tell you something. I ran into our good friend Cyril Turton the other day. You know what he said his favorite movie from the 90s was?
Was it Demolition Man?
No. Starship Troopers.
Okay, but he knows that it's a satire about fascism, right?
You know,
like, I need to test this.
I thought I could think less of him, but I can't. I mean, the guy is he's at the bottom of the barrel.
Well, hold on. I actually don't think, I mean, it's favorite, that's crazy, but it's not a bad movie. But, you know, Verhoeven, when he has this quote where he says he wanted to create a satire that was so obvious and so ridiculous that the people who watched it and got it would be tortured by the people who watched it and didn't. And I think, like, mission accomplished, because
yeah,
anybody
which
who thinks
that... Is the minister on?
Which you side know? Is like, Searle on? Yeah.
Yeah. You got to figure that, given he's a minister in Danny's government, that he didn't get it.
No, I give him more credit than that. I do.
I'm going to defend Searle. He's a minister in Danielle's government.
I'm going to defend Searle here.
Have you met him? He plays paddleball. He thinks that's a fun sport.
Pickleball? Is that what you're going for?
There's two. There's one that's pickleball.
Oh, is there
and one
paddleball and pickleball? What's paddleball?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's where you spank your wife.
Okay.
No, that's different.
That's different.
I thought I was thinking of the wrong thing.
I let this go off the rails. I'd like to apologize
you did.
This to
is
our
your fault. We were
listeners.
Talking about the Supreme Court a minute ago.
Yeah, and suddenly we were on Searle and Starship Troopers. You know, I'm...
What a mess.
Yeah. I wouldn't...
People pay for this.
I don't know if I'm going to subject the patrons to this. This might be a free episode. I haven't decided. We'll see how libelous you get.
We'll see how it goes at the end.
Yeah,
here's
for
my
sure.
question for you about this okay. About this thing. You said there is no chance. They're hearing this in April, right? The hearing? How long do you think it's going to take them to make the decision?
I think, like, you think it's anticipated June they might come back. I don't know.
How long? Why does
like, aren't
it take
you
so
the
long
one who's supposed to watch? Because they like because you know the U.S. Supreme Court, they hear everything, and then at the end of the term, they just drop them day after day, and we get like that, you know, kind of decision palooza. That's how they do these things.
Yeah, but they don't have to do that. They can put a decision right out after.
But
they
like
the
drama. They like the drama of it.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to predict this now. I want you to mark this down.
Oh fuck! Okay? Have you destroyed Western democracy? Are you about to destroy Western democracy with a prediction?
First of all, it's not entirely my fault. It is well destroyed by this point.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you about my evacuation plans.
Yeah,
you know, I've got plans to get out of here.
That's true.
And it all goes to shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Currently looking for a replacement horticulturalist as my oldest daughter has determined she's not coming with us.
That was wise.
So it might have had something to do with me promising her to a guy who had 18 guns. So,
okay. But yeah, 18 guns, that's a good number of guns. How many bullets, though? That's an important question.
Two cases of bullets.
Okay, well, how many bullets are in a case? Did you ask?
I don't know. You know what? I made a mistake there.
Fuck.
Case could have been 32 bullets, and I fucked up.
You blew this. Yeah.
He made a big hand thing. It was Ian from RA2. It was a big thing.
Okay. All right.
For those of you who don't know RA2, they're
a
company, really smart. Yeah, really smart
okay.
guys.
I've got questions next time I see Ian, but anyways, go on. Yeah.
Here's my prediction. They hear it in April, and they decide by the first week of May.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my prediction. Did you write it down? Did you put it on a sticky note?
I'm really upset about this prediction. I really am.
Someone in the Discord is going to have to write this down and remind us in the first week of May how wrong I was.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure someone will do that. I believe in the Discord to do that, for sure. Yeah.
If you haven't signed up for the Discord, and this is a free episode, because Corey's decided it doesn't meet the standard of our paid episode.
But the good news
sign
is
up for our paid in
yeah, because you'll know there's something better
there's
paid.
So
then.
Much better.
Yeah.
There's so much better.
Okay.
And
if this is a paid, I'm sorry you had to hear the commercial for the Patreon there. But you go to strategistpatreon.com and there you go.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Unless you're already a patron, in which case you don't need to go there.
And if you're one of the 20 hyper users of the Discord, get a job. Like volunteer at an animal shelter. Like,
yeah.
Do something.
I think I might be one of those guys, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You are, in fact, one of those
guys.
Okay,
shit. All right. Yeah. Okay.
You're 19th on the list. I actually did some stats today.
Did you do stats today? I'm 19th.
No, but
I'm proud of myself. I'm really proud of myself.
That'd be pretty great, though, hey? Yeah. I should have done that.
Just barely in the top 20. All right. Okay. Court cases. I do have one more question on this before I let you and the audience off the hook of having to talk about this anymore. Great. Okay, when is the DC trial going to be at this point? What's the thinking here? Let's just say if this decision comes down as anticipated at the end of the session.
The judge has indicated that it's going to take at least 3 months from the decision coming in before they can start up the trial.
Okay.
So if it is May, then theoretically it could begin in August. If it is the end of June, then it's an October trial, and I don't think that the trial is going to start in October. As much fun as it is to imagine him being on trial for the last 35 days of the campaign, it just does not make sense to me. So that's why, like, I think the start of May is really the deadline for when this decision can come down and a trial actually start.
So here's something I've been wondering a little bit about, and I bet you there's a million words written about this, and I'm just way behind the curve, but the U.S. presidential election, of course, November.
Yeah.
Not sworn in until January. What if he is convicted and sent to jail in December?
That'd be spectacular.
I mean, it's just a lot of fun to think about, but nothing that would technically stop him from being sworn in at that particular moment. But you would have a president sworn in jail, right? Like, in jail. He will be in jail, Bible, Chief Justice, sworn in. Then he's going to pardon himself? Is that what the hell is going to happen here?
Yeah, but wouldn't he be out on bail pending appeal? Like, I think that's ultimately what would happen.
Yeah, you're probably right. America.
I'd love to know what the bail conditions would be.
Do you think you can afford them?
Check in with your parole officer. Like,
yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, no. That's your parole. Like, your parole officers, Mr. President, how are you?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you going to get? The Joint Chiefs of Staff to be the parole officer? That'd be pretty great.
Maybe not. I don't think so. I think they're busy.
That'd be pretty great, though.
Okay. I mean,
This is an unprecedented situation. We've been through this, right? Like, and the
this
New York
is an unprecedented situation. We've been through this. These are the words you just said.
We've talked about this.
Okay,
that it's unprecedented.
All right.
I mean, don't make fun of me. You know I'm tired. You know I'm barely awake. You know,
yeah,
it's late at night for me.
That's true.
This is tough.
It is pretty late at night for you here.
So here's. This, what do you think? Like, when do you think the Supreme Court? Do you think it's going to come down in June?
I don't have strong opinions about this. I am doing that thing where I'm not wallowing in the impending end of democracy. So I'm not going to read more than I think I need to of these stories to kind of get a thrust of parry here. Yeah,
we are still back. We're back with the DC January 6th case, looking like it's not going to go forward. Probably. If you're right, then it's not going to happen until after the election.
All right.
The Georgia case, Fani Willis continues to face her accusations that she's getting some sort of personal benefit, which turns out to not just be the sex. It was actually about the money. That there was like vacations and things. I thought it was just about the sex.
I don't know anything about the money.
Fani Willis and her boyfriend.
Talk to me about the money. Yeah.
Well, the money side of that is that her boyfriend.
I'm playing like the ignorant friend now. Just playing.
You're so good at it.
Thank you.
It comes naturally to you.
I mean, I am ignorant. The friend part is the part I'm.
Yeah, playing. I know. It's up in the air. Here's the thing. So Fani Willis had a little rendezvous with one of her colleagues.
Wow.
And her colleague.
And you use French, so that means sex.
Rendezvous. Yeah. Her colleague paid for several trips. Because apparently it wasn't just a rendezvous at her place. It wasn't just shacking up and popping by, although that was part of it as well.
Okay.
It was also trips. So they would go on trips. He would pay. And then Fani Willis said that she paid him back in cash.
I don't believe that.
I got to be honest.
It makes him sound like
a gigolo. And when asked why she paid in cash, Fani Willis said, it's a black thing. Which turns out that's why you and I just dismissed it, because we don't understand that. Then Fani Willis's father was called to the stand to explain why, essentially, it was part of their family tradition to keep heaps of cash around.
Is this a thing?
This is a thing.
Not that she said this, I'm asking. This actually happened that she said this, and then her
this
father?
This actually happened that she said this, and that her father was called into court to explain why they had a family history of gobs of cash that they would use to pay for things like her boyfriend taking her on vacation.
And this is a witness for the defense?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The defense being, in this case, Donald Trump.
All right. I don't want to dwell a lot on like all of the legal problems.
No, but you asked, and I had an answer.
I but then you kind of went into other answers. But so
that was the question that you asked.
I don't think Atlanta, anyway, it doesn't matter. The important thing here, the important thing to keep in mind is that the wheels of justice turn slowly and not and are not just. I think that's what we've kind of concluded here.
Well, here's what I'm excited about.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I'm excited
about. All right.
You know the case that is being tried down in Florida, the stolen documents case.
Yes.
With the crazy Judge
Cannon. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one that they're pushing to have the case heard sooner than later. So I think it's in May, actually, that it's currently scheduled to start. It's currently scheduled to start in March, and they're hoping to actually get it started in May. So wouldn't that be something if Judge Cannon was forced into hearing the case that actually brought down Donald Trump? That'd be spectacular.
Maybe, but she just talked about how great she thought two amicus briefs were that potentially would result in her throwing out the case entirely. So given every other activity she's taken, I suspect we will see more bad decisions, more appeals, and more delays. That's my prediction there.
Yeah, that was a bad bad judge draw.
What's a bad judge draw for democracy?
Yeah, I worry about it.
Well, listen.
So is this the last election? By the way, just out of curiosity.
I mean, no, they'll have sham elections still, but it's the last kind of real one.
Putin elections.
Yeah, yeah.
95%ers.
All right. We're not going to be saved by the courts. Clearly, though, the people, the real check on American power, the people, they all voted yesterday, not to be confused with next Tuesday. Not all of them, but how many states? Give me a number. Just
15 states.
15 states. That's more than we have provinces, my friend. That's a lot of people. Yeah. 15 states. Now, clearly, the American people, the ultimate safeguard in a democracy.
Yeah.
They're clearly going to keep Donald Trump from becoming the president again, right? This nomination process.
It looks like the average margin of victory was somewhere around plus 40. So he crushed her.
Yeah, okay, good.
Now, in fairness, I mean, Nikki Haley did win Vermont and the District of Columbia in the last few days. So,
okay.
She's suspended her campaign. She regrets nothing. And I'd be like, you know, if I lost that big, I'd regret a few things.
Yeah.
I'd regret a few things. Yeah.
I would have a few thoughts about myself. Yeah, I would think maybe I didn't do good enough. That's what I would think.
Like, how do you lose Massachusetts? Like,
well, I think if you're a moderate in Massachusetts, you're just a Democrat, right? Like, isn't it just easier to be a Democrat?
You know where one of the smallest margins of victory for the Donald Burr was?
Where?
Utah.
Good.
Plus 14.
Good. You know why?
Romneytown.
Yeah.
Romneytown.
Population.
Imagine us looking for sanity in Utah.
Utah's a fine state. You've been to Utah before?
No, but I know about Utah.
Oh, okay. What do you know about Utah?
That's where I bought my magic underpants.
Oh, okay. You know, you can buy those closer to home here. We live in Alberta.
I'm wearing them right now.
Nice. What do they do?
They're nicer quality in the States, and they didn't come with a sales tax. No, backwards. They did come with a sales tax.
Yeah,
I felt better paying it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you 2 minutes here to summarize what you think are the highlights of Super Tuesday. And I'm putting you on the clock. Wait, I'm going to put a clock on here. I got to kind of kill time while I tell you. I'm going to put you on a clock. And
okay, that's good.
You go.
Jeff Jackson, who's running in Tennessee for state treasurer, I think it is. He won his primary. He has the best TikTok account of any current congressman. He lost his seat because of redistricting. So he's going to go for state office. California, the bastion of democratic principles that it is, has Trump up by plus 61. And it turns out that Adam Schiff ran a bunch of ads about Steve Garvey, increasing his name recognition to the point where Steve Garvey actually came out ahead of Adam Schiff in the primary. So instead of having two Democrats running for the states or for the Senate position in California, we're now going to have Steve Garvey, who I remember from the Los Angeles Dodgers, running against Adam Schiff, which is going to make the California seat a little bit less likely to be won. Other areas that were pretty interesting: Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my Ma and Pa. See what I did there?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's why I did the joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they both, they were two of the 14 states. The others were Alabama, Alaska, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Virginia, Texas, Utah, Colorado, and the aforementioned California. So significant victories for Trump, not just a little bit, but a lot. And this just basically means that the primary is over. Now, as you remember, I said that the primary wasn't going to be over until such time as Super Tuesday determined it over. Mm. And now Super Tuesday has, in fact, determined it over. How did I do for my 2 minutes?
1 minute and 55 seconds. Congratulations. That was really good. You're good at timing like that. Yeah. It makes me kind of think about all of the long answers you've given on our other podcast. And
no, I was playing the Flintstones theme song in my head while I was talking.
Oh, yeah. Like a Hudson Hawk thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing it all at the same time.
Okay. Anybody who got that reference, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what I was going to ask you, sir.
Okay.
You mentioned that the people are going to save us.
Yeah.
Right? You mentioned that the people were going to save us, and then you threw it to the primaries. Mm-hmm. Right? The primaries were in some fashion going to save us. Now, that seems ridiculous in hindsight, right?
But it does a little, yeah.
I'm sure we don't have to worry because the choice is now very clearly between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And the polls must be telling a story that I can get comfortable with.
Right? I mean, it must. It must, right? It's got to be telling a good story. Like, yeah, I'm sure if I were just to pull up, say, 538.com or go to the New York Times, and that's usually a pretty reputable poll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out we're fucked, Corey. I don't want to skip to the end here, but four polls came out in the last 3 days. Four really good quality polls.
Nice.
And, you know, it was kind of sketchy before because it was like very close. It was like 1 point, 2 points. And I was like, but how can Biden be losing by 2 points? I want those polls back. I want those 2-pointers back because now we're looking at fours and fives and sixes where Donald Trump is up by a lot. Mm. And, these are quality polls. These are like the New York Times, as you mentioned. These are CNN. Like, there's big polls that used to even have Biden at least neck and neck. But when was the last time, do you think, that Joe Biden actually polled ahead of our good friend Donald Trump?
I'm going to guess the answer is either very recently or a very long time ago, or else you wouldn't have asked.
It is a very long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it is not good. We are basically going to be fucked.
So, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's not good. But that's just the national polls. I'm sure when you break it down by state, it must be better, right?
Well, I mean, like, why don't you pick a state and tell me, like, something that's swinging.
Michigan. Michigan's an ultimate swing state.
Oh, that's a great idea. No, we're fucked. the most recent poll there was February 22 to 25. Tie, 43-43. Then there was one from the 24th to the 20th to the 24th by Emerson College that had Biden at 39, Trump at 42. Hmm. The one before that, 44-45. Biden's losing them all, Corey. I mean, he's losing them all. Okay. Morning Consult.
That's, don't worry, Virginia. Purple, now blue Virginia. North Carolina. Purple North Carolina. The new South will save us.
Let's do Virginia.
Okay, Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah, I mean, actually, there was a good poll, but it was a month ago. So Virginia's not great. North Carolina, did you say?
Yeah. You're going to need North Carolina.
North Carolina is going to be fine because it's in the north, right?
Yeah. Not
the,
it's North Carolina.
Yeah, anyways, it's 50 to 41. 45 to 35. 49 to 34.
It's not great. Okay.
No, and it doesn't get better because Newsom actually does worse than Biden. And Harris does a little bit better than both of those two, but still gets killed by Trump by over 10%. So North Carolina doesn't look good. You know what though? Michigan. Did we do Michigan already?
Michigan. That was like the first thing I asked you I just, you know, it's like their state slogan. Michigan is for lovers. That's
Arizona's going to be okay, right? Though we got it. Oh shit. We're down by 7 in Arizona. Newsom is actually down by 13 in Arizona. Harris is down by 8. Biden's only down by 7. So Biden is actually the best of the options so far.
Yeah. Well, that's not very comforting. I have to tell you that. But you know, you're not the only one with statistics here, my friend.
Oh yeah, you got some good ones.
I got
some good stuff.
Well, I want to launch off. I think another part of the New York Times poll, which is that it turns out Joe Biden is pretty old. Donald Trump's pretty old too, but people actually seem to care more that Joe Biden's pretty old, and 80% think he's too old for the job, including a majority of Democrats.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Okay,
that's great.
But I didn't tell you the statistics yet. I got curious and I thought to myself, what do the actuarial tables say here? Now, obviously, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, these are men who can get the best health care. Possible.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The best.
Donald, I mean, they're probably going to be okay.
Donald Trump won't pay for it, but he can get it, right?
And yep.
He can threaten and sue it here. Joe Biden, man of his age, male, 7% chance if, you know, a man of his age, 7% chance dies in the next year.
Oh,
Donald Trump,
great.
5% chance dies in the next year. Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. A 1 in 20 chance actually makes me pretty comfortable. Because I don't know if we discussed this in the pod before, but if he dies, it's not going to be good.
Who are you talking about, Trump or Biden?
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be blamed if Trump dies? Not going to be old father time.
Oh,
it's not going to be old father time.
I want to be clear. You don't die of age, right? Something's got to go wrong. And as far as we know, as far as been reported, neither of them have anything wrong. So it's unlikely either of them is actually going to die in the next year. But that does seem to be the lottery ticket a lot of moderate Republicans have been holding on to, right? Not necessarily death, but that's something just like deus ex machina, act of God, takes Donald Trump out of this race and they can go back to being normal here.
One can dream.
Well,
one can dream.
Look, I think what is interesting to me is that this is a situation that so many of these same people helped exacerbate along the way. But to just put it all in a neat fucking bow, courts don't look like they're going to save us. The people don't look like they're going to save us. And there doesn't seem to be anything else coming down the line. So all people have is hope that something happens, that something occurs that just shakes off this torpor that America has about this race that is allowing a man with dozens of indictments, you know, who owes hundreds of millions of dollars because of civil cases, who has... Yeah. You know, found to have sexually assaulted somebody. And that's just talking about the stuff from the last couple of years. I haven't even talked about the insurrection specific or his shady business dealings or any of that stuff. There's just some, like, people are just hoping something's going to happen. And that seems to be all that's left right now.
Sad. Yeah, that's not all that's left. I mean, I did, in fact, send you the wind turbine that we can power our cars with when we're, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Because you and I were, you know, like we're preparing for,
oh yeah,
we're preppers now, right?
Well, you've got your eyes. I mean, I feel like even saying the province, you wouldn't want me to because people might find you.
No, don't mention where I'm going because you know that it's us who gets killed first.
Well,
right?
Me even saying province is probably too much, but.
No, I would say the general vicinity would be bad to say where I'm going.
Oh,
like, don't tell
anybody. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've got a code to tell my friends where I'm going.
Oh, wonderful.
So I've got a code.
It's good. Is it Zihuatanejo?
No, it's.
Okay. Yeah.
It has to do with skiing. So you're fucked.
It's over for me. But, you know, I was never going to go to the middle of the wilderness anyhow. I'm an indoor kid. I was going to, you know, my escape
is that I get to take you and your son skiing. I'm very excited.
That's true. I'm looking forward to that. I'm not. I'm sorry. I lied to you right there, but he's
I got lots of great gear. I can give you some gear so you'll stay warm and stuff.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I guess I would say that the hobbies where it's like, yeah, the conditions could kill you, but I've got mittens. That just is not as appealing to me as you seem to think it should be. Just say.
You know what? You and Zane, how am I friends with you two?
I don't know.
You don't do any of the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Skiing though. What we should do is we should arrange a ski day with the Discord group. you know?
Okay, I'll let you do that.
I'll arrange that.
I'm thinking I'll be part of the Canadian diaspora somewhere in Europe, wherever all good Canadians end.
Oh, I like you thinking you can get on a plane. Like, this thing's going to happen so quickly, you're not going to be getting on a plane. Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
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 Damn. I'm just going to keep paying for Amazon Prime so I can get my stuff delivered the next day. Oh, that's really the important thing.
Yeah, because that planes will be gone, but Amazon Prime drivers will still show up to work because in a late capitalism hellscape. That's true.
Yeah, it's going to happen, my friend.
Okay.
Amazon will survive the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's like a cockroach.
Bezos has a plan.
It's true. All right.
Yeah.
We may have lost a bit here. Is there anything else you want to say about the current state of the American election? Super Tuesday? Court cases?
No, I think that we are well and truly fucked is, in fact, the conclusion that we're looking for.
Okay, good. Very nice.